Give the Lord a big, big hand. Amen. Shall we lift up our two hands to heaven, everyone, and give God thanks for the privilege to be in His presence tonight? For your own Priscilla encounter package, would you celebrate Him? Would you give Him praise? Magnify Him. Thank you, Jesus. Would you thank Him for the impact of the first world session? Give Him thanks and praise. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks.
Amen.
God is the ultimate in your search for answers to all the bugging questions of your life. The moment you find a specialist refer a case to a dispensary is just for you to go and die near your house. If a specialist cannot handle your case, forget about a nursing assistant or a dispenser, they call them, to help out. If God cannot help you, where will I help you from? Help, O Lord, my King. And the king said, I'm helpless. There are many helpless kings on the earth today. Send us help, O God, because vain is the help of man. That tells you and me that God is the ultimate source of the help you need. Is the ultimate source of the help I need. Help me tonight from everything set in place to hurt my life. Rescue me tonight, Jesus, from every manipulation of the devil set to hurt my life. You are my ultimate source of help. Help me tonight from trouble. For vain is the help of man. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Among others, let my Priscilla package for the year 2019 be my new level of sanctification.
Amen.
How many want to pray that prayer? You know the reason why? Your inheritance and my inheritance demands sanctification for delivery. I commend you to go unto the world of His grace, which is able to build you up and give you your own inheritance among them which are sanctified. So the delivery of your inheritance and my inheritance, which is the core purpose of Shiloh, demands sanctification. Lord, let my own pre-Shiloh package for this pre-Shiloh encounter night, among others, be my new level of sanctification. Go ahead and pray, everybody. Let it be my new level of sanctification. Everybody pray. The end must come to your struggle to live a godly life. The end must come to my struggle to live a godly life. Ask the Lord to bring an end to your struggle to live a godly life. Bring an end to my struggle to live a godly life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Jesus, thank you tonight for visiting us this way. Open up everyone's destiny afresh tonight. Let pleasing you become the lifestyle of everyone from tonight. Let the fear of you be our guiding post from tonight.
Yeah.
And thank you, Lord. Whatever anyone desires tonight, before this Passover night is over, let every such issue become a testimony.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Give Jesus a big hand and please take your seat. Shiloh is a prophetic annual convocation with a specific mission to subdue the land before us and to deliver our hanging inheritance. Joshua chapter 18 and verse 1 to 3. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh and sent up the tabernacle of the congregation there. And the land was subdued before them. And there remained among the children of Israel seven tribes which had not received their inheritance. And then Joshua said unto them, the children of Israel, how long are ye slack to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers has given you? So, Shiloh is a mountain of taking delivery of our hanging inheritance, and it's a prophetic annual convocation for conferment of dominion. Watch out, this Shiloh 2019 shall be your Shiloh in every sense of the word. Somebody believe that, let me hear your loudest amen. And I want you to know, as I've said over and again, that God does not need you and me for anything. We need him as individuals for everything. You answer his call, it's for your good. You ignore his call, you pay for it. The fact that God does not need me for anything is my motivation for tireless pursuit of God and whatsoever he commands. His commandments are absolutely to my benefit. God has nowhere else to keep any benefit. He's the source of all benefits. He feeds all in all. It's the I am that I am. You respond to his commandment, he is. You don't, he is. There is nothing we do and we don't do that affect or impact on God. Same yesterday, I am the Lord, I change not. Same today and same forever. Please understand from now that what you do with the word of God and what you don't do with it only impacts on you. It does not impact on God. You become a principality today, it doesn't change God. You become a witch today, it doesn't tamper with God. I am the Lord, I change not. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Please jump at every commandment of the Lord. It is absolutely for your benefit. There are things about your life and my life that will never have an answer except at Shiloh. God has ordained it so. He has a right to determine what he wants done. Therefore, make sure you don't fall a victim of satanic manipulation. Well, I don't think I can. Next year I will try. Somebody was somewhere for 38 years without a change of story. Your own will not be like that. Your own will not be like that. Your own will not be like that. Every divine visitation requires human preparation. Amos chapter 4 and verse 12. Therefore, thus will I do unto thee, O Israel. And because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. He has prepared a table of fat things for us at Shiloh. Of wine. A feast of fat things, of wines on the lees, wines on the lees, well defined. It would destroy the face of covering on this face, and it will swallow up death in victory. This is what I will do, but prepare to meet with me. How do we prepare? Exodus chapter 19 and verse 10. And the Lord said unto Moses, go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. And be ready against the third day, for the third day the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And Moses went down and from the month unto the people and sanctify the people, and they wash their clothes. Verse 15. And he said to the people, be ready against the third day and come not near your wives. And it came to pass on the third day, after they were fully prepared, in the morning, that there were thunders. God came down and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the neither part of the mount. And the mountain I was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. God came down, and Moses spoke unto the Lord, and God answered him by a voice. Shiloh 2019 will be a mountain of voices. Therefore, prepare to meet thy God in sanctification. Prepare to make the most of Shiloh by setting yourself to meet your God. There is no Shiloh in the past 20 Shiloh events we have heard without some individual having an encounter with God by a voice that changed the course of the entire life. You must be listed among them this time. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. You must be listed among them this time. That's how to get saved. Very briefly tonight, we look at unveiling a vital provision for godliness. Something very vital, but may not have been connected to godliness by many believers. But by the light of the Holy Ghost tonight, I'll show you this truth, and if you engage with it, it will terminate your struggles to live a godly life. It will terminate your struggles to live a godly life. As we all know, an unoccupied building runs down faster than the ones being occupied. How many understand that? Every building that is empty provides accommodation for rodents, cockroaches, rats, and then rabbits may come in and help devour the wood content of the building. Help devour whatever is devourable. Help to eat up the ceiling. When you come back, it has become a carcass. Occupy till I come. Through slothfulness, a building decays. Ecclesiastes 10 and verse 18. And by idleness of the hands, the house drops through. One way to keep spiritually alive and bouncing is to engage with God and the interest of his kingdom. No matter how hard you pray, spiritual emptiness defies. When an evil spirit is gone out of a man, he goes about in dry places, seeking rest. When he could not find any, he said, let me check back on where I was driven away from. And he did, and behold, it was swept garnished, but empty. But empty! But empty! It is one rat that first enters that empty house, then he goes to invite others who are looking for accommodation. I've just gotten a duplex. I've taken the master bedroom to keep producing more children. I have three more rooms or four if you're interested. He said, I also have a friend. Call your friend. And then they take all the rooms, take the dining hall, take the sitting room, take the kitchen. I said, I still want to come there. Come to the roof. So they invade that house and mess it up. Sir, to be spiritually empty is to become a victim of corruption. Occupy till I come. Occupy till I come. There's an old English saying that an idle hand is the devil's workshop. Occupy till I come. Stop playing religion. Be real. Occupy till I come. The word says in Hebrews chapter 12 and verses 1 and 2. It said, wherefore, seeing that we are also compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth easily beset us, and let us run the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Looking unto Jesus. Jesus knew no sin. John 8:46, which of you convinces me of sin? 2 Corinthians 5:21, he who knew no sin became sin for us. But what about what brought about that testimony? In John chapter 4, verse 32 to 34, the disciples felt that Jesus must have been given food by someone. But he said, I have meat to eat that you know not of. Therefore said the disciples to one another, has someone given him something to eat? He said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. He was overly engaged. There was no way he could be defied. He was too actively engaging. In John 5:17, my Father walketh hitherto and I walk. In John 9:4, I must walk the walk of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can walk. That were the things behind the scene responsible for that profound testimony. There was no room for decadence. There was no place for slothfulness. There was no place for idleness. The busier you are for God and the interest of his kingdom, the freer you become from all the forces that defy. It is wisdom to keep engaging so we can keep celebrating our liberty for life. Grace to occupy till it comes. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Receive that now in the name of Jesus. This is so important because sanctification is a non-negotiable requirement for eternity with Christ. Sanctification is a non-negotiable requirement for eternity with Christ. And if on this earth only we are rewarded, then we are most of all made miserable. There is more to life than the now. The now is guaranteed when we walk in the truth. But there is more to life than what obtains in the now. There is eternity without end on the streets of gold, with only mansions in the city of God, and all the streets are paved with gold. Amen. I will find gold. And there we will be with the Lord forever, forever, forever. But be not deceived. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9. He said, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?" You better know it. Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. He said, and such were, so they must become past tense. Such were some of you, but ye are washed. Ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. It's a non-negotiable requirement for eternity with Christ. Sanctification is a non-negotiable requirement. So tonight, everything that defies must get off your life. Someday the trumpet will sound, and every one of us shall give account of himself unto God. Whatever will make God turn his back on anyone here on the sound of my voice tonight, Jesus will take it off you tonight. That scripture in 1 John chapter 1 verse 8 and 10. If we say we have no sin, when we have sinned, then we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. But if we will confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Don't hide from your own flesh. God has no problem bringing his word to pass in our life. He only has problem with our unbelief. He has problem with our unbelief. He's ever ready to forgive and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we are willing to repent and confess of our sins and turn back to God. Remember, godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life which now is and the one which is to come. Godliness is the fountain of ultimate profiting in the kingdom. Everything in the kingdom answers to our godliness. Profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life which now is and the one which is to come. In the name of Jesus Christ, access to this realm of ultimate profiting, I decree it open to every one of us afresh. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Being committed to doing things that please God set us free from things that do not please him. John 8:29. The word says, he that sent me is with me. My Father has not left me alone because I do always those things that please him. Paul the Apostle, an example of believers in Bible times and up till now. Remember his testimony? In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10. You are witnesses. And God also, how holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe. And what was his lifestyle? I die daily. 1 Corinthians 15:31. And that which come upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Coming upon me daily. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 28. It comes upon me daily, daily, the care of the churches. We saw Paul ministering every day for 2 years. Every day for 2 years in Acts chapter 19, verse 8 to 12. Every day for 2 years. Every day for 2 years. For me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Philippians 1:21. The more occupied anyone is for God, the more godly he becomes. You say, well, Paul is a minister of the gospel. Jesus is our Messiah. Now, look at Daniel. He was praying 3 times a day. Look at David. Praying 3 times a day and praising God 7 times a day. And sharing the goodness of the Lord with others. Psalm 119 verse 46. I will also speak of thy testimonies before kings and will not be ashamed. You can't have a heart for God and not have time for him. The more occupied we are for God and the interests of his kingdom, the purer we live. The purer we live. Every truth of scriptures is valid for all times and it's applicable to whosoever believes. You want to live a godly life, be occupied with God. Be occupied with God. Your struggle to live a godly life will cease when you start engaging with God in new dimensions. Again, my prayer is that no one here will sell off his destiny. You will not sell off your destiny. You will not sell off your destiny. Amen. Everyone under the sound of my voice this night that will make a choice to make serving God his new lifestyle, to make occupying with God his new way of life, every unclean spirit will leave you alone. I said, every unclean spirit will leave you alone. Every unclean spirit will leave you alone. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. So from the life of Christ, the life of Paul, the life of Daniel, it is clear that To live a godly life, you must stay committed to God and to the interest of his kingdom as a lifestyle. That's the way it works. And in the name of Jesus, from this night onward, that will become your new testimony.
Amen.
Your struggle to please God will come to an end.
Amen.
Your struggle to please God will come to an end.
Amen.
And his name shall be glorified in your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
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 Amen.
He said, present yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Your reasonable service. Your reasonable service. Presenting yourself unto God as a living Jesus. Anything you want me to do, I'm ready. Whatever you want to have me do, I'm set. Presenting yourself as a living sacrifice. Now go to that scripture. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present yourselves as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Is your reasonable self. Present yourself. I'm available, Lord. I'm available to you, Lord. I'm all yours. Whatever you want me done, what done in my life, I'm set for you. That is the way out. That is the way forward. That is the way up. You never suffer a setback in your spiritual life again.
Amen.
Somebody believe that, let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
You believe that, let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
Job was the greatest of all businessmen in his time, but he was a man of prayers. In fact, the Bible says, if Elijah and Job and these and Ezekiel pray for you, I will not hear. Now, so he's listed among the prayer giants of his time, and he was a core businessman. He was a business emperor. Yet, he had time for God. You have time for God. It's your turn. It's your turn.
Amen.
Have you considered my servant Job? There is none like him on the earth. A man that feared God and eschewed evil. An upright man. God testified that Job was an upright man. An upright man. An upright man. That will be your new testimony. That will become your new testimony.
Amen.
It will become your lifelong testimony.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift up your right hand wherever you are and speak to the Lord right now. Grace to occupy till you come. In pursuit of you and the interest of your kingdom, I'll receive it tonight. Stand to your feet, everybody. Stand to your feet, everybody. And pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Grace to occupy with you and the interest of your kingdom till you come. I receive it. Come on, go ahead and receive it. Go ahead and receive it. Go ahead and receive it. Go ahead and receive that grace. Go ahead and receive that grace. grace to occupy with you and the angels of the kingdom till you come. I receive it. Lift up your two hands, everyone, and pray. Pray that prayer right now. Pray that prayer with all intent and purpose. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed.
Amen.
As long as your heart is still beating after God, you have not committed the sin unto death yet. Don't let any devil confuse you. You say, bye-bye to you, Jesus. Then you have committed that. How many here want to please God? How many are desperate to please God? Now, we have these 6 minutes before us. You go before the Lord as a person. And by the word of the Lord that you have heard over time, you know those things that turns God off. Jesus, have mercy. I've tried to help myself, I couldn't. So help me, Jesus. Forgive me. This laxity, forgive me. This act in my life, these offensive words, offensive behaviors, Jesus, forgive me. Now, between you and God, go ahead. What you don't confess, God is not committed to forgive. What you don't repent of, you are never free from. Jesus. Every door I may have opened to the devil. Every room I must have given him. Every provision I must have made available to the flesh. Forgive me, Jesus. Rewrite my story tonight, the same way you had to rewrite the story of David. Rewrite my story tonight. I must not miss the profiting that godliness offers. And much more importantly, I must not miss eternity with God. I don't want to end up a miserable individual in the kingdom. 1 Corinthians 15:19. If only in this world we have blessings, then we are most of all men miserable. Most of all men miserable. So Jesus, forgive me tonight. Rewrite my story tonight. The prayerlessness that opened the doors to the devil. Help me to recover my prayer life tonight. Help me to engage with the truth tonight so I can live a triumphant life. Everybody pray, cry your heart out to God. You are experiencing a new beginning. That ugly thing will not raise ugly head against you anymore. Someone is breaking forth right now. You are that individual. Take this moment serious. Take this moment serious.
Have mercy on me, Jesus. Have mercy on me, Jesus. Grant me a new beginning tonight in this area and in that area. There is no sin that God cannot forgive, but there is no sin He will forgive until we repent. What shall we do? He said, repent and be converted. Help me out of this gallows. Help me out of this pit once and for all. Everybody pray. Whatever God can do, faith can make happen. I believe you tonight, Jesus, to forgive me all of my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Don't ever be deceived, no matter who the preacher is. Whosoever doeth righteousness is righteous. Whosoever doeth righteousness is righteous. Grant me a brand new beginning tonight. Lift up your two hands and give Him thanks. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Just before we get into this next segment of praise, in 2 Samuel 11, verse 1 to 5, at the time when kings go to war, David sat back at home. And there he was caught. He caught sight of Bathsheba in the bedroom, and that became the undoing of his life. At the time, when kings went to war, David stayed back at home. It's time to awake out of your sleep and engage with God as one of the warriors of the kingdom. And you see how cheaply all unclean spirits, all manipulations of hell will leave you alone. The more engaged you are with God, the freer you become from all manipulations of hell. Lift up your two hands one more time, give Him thanks. The battle is over. Give Him thanks because the battle over your spiritual life is over. Give Him thanks because the battle over your spiritual life is over. Whatever anyone has repented of tonight is turned to a testimony in your life. Whatever you have repented of tonight is turned to a testimony in your life. God then will start delivering His prophets in your life in new dimensions from this hour. Give Him thanks. Give Him glory. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name.